You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We have a great conference right around the corner. Looking forward to sharing information with you about that today. Meet with some of the presenters, share their stories as well. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us in studio today, we have several friends from the LCMS Office of National Mission. Deaconess Dr. Tiffany Maynard, she's Managing Director of LCMS Office of National Mission. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. We talked not too long ago, so it's a joy to be with you again. Different topic.
That's right. Back from the March for Life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Was it chilly?
It warmed up. It was chilly before the march, a couple of days before, you know, coming off the inauguration. But it warmed up, so it was actually one of the more pleasant marches.
Oh.
It wasn't snowing, wasn't raining.
Oh,
you know, got to be like 40 degrees. So yeah, it was a good time.
It's balmy in
it was
DC.
It, in January, sun was shining. It's great.
Well, today we also welcome the Reverend Dr. Brian Heller, who's manager of LCMS Specialized Spiritual Care Ministry. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And also joining us in studio, new guest in the new to the department as well, the Reverend Andy Becker, Manager of Family Discipleship in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be here.
Good to have you on board and welcome to your inaugural Coffee Hour interview in this position. We had you on one other time, I think, on another, I don't know if it was Coffee Hour or...
I think it was Coffee Hour, but several years ago.
It's been a while. So glad to have you on The Coffee Hour in this official capacity as well. So we're talking about the upcoming Mercy Love Throughout Life Conference. What is a Mercy Love Throughout Life Conference?
Well, over the years, the Office of National Mission has offered a lot of conferences on a variety of topics. And in this one, we're taking some conferences we've done, you know, year after year, and we're blending them and taking up a lot of topics all related to mercy. So this is the Life Conference. It's the Specialized Spiritual Care Conference that Dr. Heller has led for a few years. We're also going to have some other mercy presenters and topics too. Like, you know, you'll see some familiar names and faces from disaster response, others not only in the Office of National Mission, but throughout the church. So really the theme of the conference is mercy that we receive from God and then we share with our neighbors. So that's, you know, the titling of the conference, Mercy, Love Throughout Life.
What are some of the other themes or threads that pull all of these topics together? Since these have been separate conferences in the past, what are some of the ways that these conferences are the topics being presented all relate to each other?
Yeah, so I already mentioned that, you know, when we talk about mercy, and that, you know, our pastors here could do a great job talking about this, so they may want to add on to what I say. You know, we always start with mercy, with the mercy we receive from God. He pours that out to us in the sacraments and the divine service every week. And then, you know, we're filled up with his mercy then to share with our neighbors. And so in the life conferences in the past, we've focused on mercy in that way as well. So how is it that we can love our neighbors in really tangible ways in both body and soul? That's a lot of the mercy work that we do in our synod, is our faith in action in that way. How is it we express God's love to the neighbors around us? People outside of the church, maybe people who are unbelievers, who haven't encountered Christians sharing the love of Christ in the way that Lutherans do so beautifully. So, you know, that's that common theme throughout it. There'll also be some other themes related to spiritual care and the church workers who serve in specialized spiritual care.
Right. So just to talk about the specialized spiritual care aspect, and really, it'll be really good presentations for both church workers serving those areas, laity as well, that have interest in those areas when it comes to the way we provide mercy to others, especially as Dr. May was talking about, to non-Christians as well as those in our church body as well. So some of the presentations that we have, we're going to be talking about really interesting topics, hospitality within the church and how that extends out to the community, to others in need. What does that look like from a Lutheran theological lens? I will be talking about spiritual care in the digital age. So addressing maybe some, you know, components that we have to address now that maybe we weren't thinking about 30, 50, obviously 100 years ago, and how do we intersect with that today? A lot more other presentations to come as we get those finalized, but this is something that we've been doing for a few years with our church workers, specifically serving in chaplaincy roles, but we're making an effort to make this more broad with this conference and really just help equip our church workers, our laity, for these good works that our Lord has given us to do.
Yeah, we'll have some mental health topics as well. And, you know, of course, when we say life ministry, we're talking about the sanctity of human life, you know, how we teach about that in the home, in our schools, in our congregations, and, you know, advocate in the kingdom of the left. You know, we're just talking about the March for Life. That's an advocacy aspect to life ministry. You know, so we're going to have, I mean, dozens and dozens of presentations, and we can talk more about how that works in a minute, you know, but there's overlap to some degree in some of these life ministry issues and mental health issues. Also, the family, God's design for the family, and how in our society that sometimes there's some attacks on the family as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a conference for really pretty much everyone. There's going to be so many offerings. And that's where over the past few years in National Mission, we've, you know, really tried to offer these, you know, really broad topics so that a lot of people can engage in conferences and get something out of it.
Spiritual care, specialized spiritual care, life ministry, all these areas, I think, are topics that we talk about regularly. Looking at this from a practical perspective, because that's what a conference is for, right? Mm-hmm. Helping us connect mm-hmm. to practical applications. So what are some situations in which I might be experiencing in the parish or in my daily life that this is going to help me think about and think through and address? Like, you know, we're talking about hospitality. You mentioned mm-hmm. that a moment ago. What might I be involved in my congregation or daily life that's going to really help me think about or even provide some answers or some ideas?
Yeah. So Pastor Andrew Packer, he's going to be the one presenting on this. He does a really good job on talking about these things and just really, you know, for yourself, you know, if you're at home, you know, what are some ways that you in your daily life and your vocation care for those others around you, not just within your church, but your neighbor, whoever that is that God has placed in your life in that role. So things that we'll be covering, you know, again, a lot of this basis for this presentation is the mercy, the love that we have received from Christ and how we go forth as a church body to address so many different aspects of what's included with hospitality. So those acts of mercy, those acts of love, how do we care for the stranger that doesn't look like us, talk like us, have the same world view as us? How do we interact and share God's love and Christ's love through those acts of mercy, through those acts of hospitality to that person? So those, you know, be some of the questions being addressed in that presentation. Some of the insights, the practical applications that comes out of something like that. But there's going to be a whole lot, you know, of course, as Dr. Mayer was saying, just dozens of presentations to address different aspects like that, right? So technology, everyone, you know, is on technology now. Probably most of us have smartphones, things of that nature. So how do we look at these things through a good theological lens, Christ-centered lens, as we extend acts of mercy to our neighbor, our family, our church body, things like that. So there's a couple of examples of really just the relevance of this, of these topics to, as Dr. Mayer was saying, to pretty much everybody. There's going to be something for everyone.
Hey, you mentioned hospitality, technology, mental health, the family, marriage, all of these things. Why is this conference important right now with what's happening in culture and society, everything we see on social media, the political landscape, the cultural landscape? Why is this important right now?
I think as we look at just our lives and following our Lord and what that means for us, we need the encouragement and support. We need to come around together and just be with one another. And to hear best practices from things that are going on in people's lives and ministry around. So to have that opportunity to hear from folks that are living and doing these things and having the knowledge and the experience to share is just going to be an awesome opportunity.
I think that's the thing. I previously had served in the Northeast of the United States. And so often in our congregation, we felt like, wow, things are challenging in our community. And maybe we're the only ones dealing with these things. And it's a lot for a congregational staff, that, you know, pastor, you know, maybe some office assistants, you know, maybe there's a DC, a deaconess, or some teachers, but sometimes not. And they're, you know, these workers that we have, I mean, super dedicated, but they can't be experts in everything. So that's where this conference gives an opportunity to invite some people in who have become subject matter experts in certain areas, and then they can share across the church. Because that's the beauty of this particular conference. You don't have to come to St. Louis for it. And I think we could spend some more time unpacking what that's going to look like. But this is a conference, and all of these experts and people who have done some, had some advanced training and advanced knowledge, they, in a sense, can come to you, and the conference can be in every single congregation throughout the LCMS.
The Mercy Love Throughout Life Conference, taking place March 14th and 15th. We're going to talk about locations. St. Louis is a possibility, is an option, mm-hmm. if you'd like to attend, but there are plenty of other options as yep. well. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment. We're learning about Mercy Love Throughout Life Conference 2025. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with friends from the LCMS Office of National Mission, Deaconess Dr. Tiffany Manor. She's Managing Director for LCMS Office of National Mission, the Reverend Dr. Brian Heller, Manager of LCMS Specialized Spiritual Care, and the Reverend Andy Becker, Manager of Family Discipleship in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Learning about what does mercy look like, what is mercy and love throughout life in this upcoming conference, March 14th and 15th. Now, we just mentioned that St. Louis is one way to attend it, but you don't have to come to St. Louis to be a part of the conference. Tell us more about that.
Nope. I was saying before how the Office of National Mission for the past 5 years have been doing a lot of conferences, and we were seeking previously to do them in person at various places throughout the country. But then a little thing called COVID-19 came into our lives. And we needed to figure out a new way to, you know, equip and resource the church. So we started having these virtual conferences. And gosh, people loved those. They were so excited that they could do them during the pandemic, that once that came to a close, we realized, well, we can do both. We can have these hybrid conferences, and people can go to a conference location, but they also could have watch parties at their congregation in their communities. You don't have to travel. Actually, we've had in a number of our hybrid conferences people all around the globe. And so each conference has a live portion, and there's actually a Netflix model or like a library of presentations as well. And with this conference, for the first time, we're going to do a multi-site. So we're still going to have the hybrid option, but you have three in-person options. And then we've got them like kind of simulcasting, broadcasting over those 2 days. And then there'll be the Netflix library type of option afterwards. And so if those dates don't work for one congregation, you could, you know, have your conference a month later if you wanted to, or, you know, 2 months later, really. So our in-person options are span the entire United States. We've got Irvine, California, the Concordia University Irvine Spectrum Campus is going to be one location, and there'll be in-person presenters there that will also kind of simulcast, broadcast out to everyone live. St. Louis at the International Center for the LCMS will have people here as well. And then we've got another location. Dr. Heller will be at that one. You want to tell more about
Yeah,
that?
So we're really excited to have our spiritual care track of this conference. So really with our specialized spiritual care workers as well, for the first time we're going to be having this in Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, Grace Lutheran Church out there. So really excited to have our church workers gather there, learn more about spiritual care and do a lot of fun activities. Enjoy the warmth in March, hopefully.
Yeah, so each site has a kind of a track option. And then, like I said, there'll be some presentations that won't be shown live that will be available in the platform. The California conference, their track is life, family, and marriage. And so a lot of the presenters there will be having presentations focused on family and marriage. And here at the International Center, more of a general mercy and life focus.
What are the benefits of attending one of these in person, since there's a lot of options to do this time? For people that are like, I don't know, it's like 2 hours away. Is it worth the drive? What makes it worth the drive to come to one of these locations in person?
Well, didn't we learn that through the pandemic, right?
Well,
how,
yes.
How important being, God has created us with real physical bodies, and how to be embodied and in the same place together is so important, so meaningful. And, you know, we're very thankful for the technology and the gifts we have to bring the videos to people. But man, nothing replaces being there in person. Those hallway conversations, getting to have the Q&A with presenters, you know, after a session formally ends, having that fellowship with one another in between the sessions, over the meals. I just can't say enough. I encourage people enough to try and be in person, but we want to accommodate everything.
Yeah, just to jump back there too. I mean, there's so much, as Dr. Mayer was saying, encouragement that happens in person. So brothers and sisters in Christ gathering together, there's times for worship as well, and just being with your brothers and sisters in Christ together, supporting one another, sharing your stories with one another, building each other up. You know, we are a relational people. God has created us that way to be together and serving Him in that way. So again, really, if you're able to make it in person, there's just so many great benefits that come with that.
I understand there is also a Spanish language track as well. Is that correct?
There is. There'll be some live options in Spanish. A couple of sessions on Friday evening will be in Spanish, and then there'll be more videos in Spanish as well. And so these aren't translated sessions. These are native Spanish speakers developing their topics directly in Spanish, certainly for people here in the U.S., but also around the globe. We've had a Spanish track in the Life Conference the past few times. And that has, you know, really been very popular. So we're delighted to be able to offer that again.
Fantastic. So numerous options. And I understand that each of you are involved in some presentations as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
So let's talk about your presentations. Tell us maybe the elevator speech, a little bit about what you'll be talking about in each of your presentations. Where do we want to start?
Sure. I'm going to be doing one on family ministry, just giving an overview of what that looks like and what that means in churches and what that means for people in their homes to take the experience we have when we're in worship and what that translates to our faith at home, how we can be growing and active and some simple things that every home, it doesn't matter if that's a home of one person or 10, can do in a meaningful way to strengthen and help them grow in a faith together.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like one nugget, one teaser you can give us, a best practice, a single one?
I'd say just that prayer time together, just being able to pray. And again, whether that's a dedicated prayer time, if you're, you know, a single person that lives by yourself, mm-hmm. having that dedicated time of prayer or with your family to be able to pray together just adds just power to the relationship that you have with each other. It helps you be closer to not only your Lord, but each other in the midst of those times. So prayer is a powerful practice in the home.
Perfect. It's relatable to everybody. Dr. Heller, what about you? What's your presentation about?
Yeah, so for mine, I'm going to be highlighting what new updates we have coming out from the Specialized Spiritual Care Ministry area of the LCMS. Talk about a few of the different changes we have going on, opportunities that abound, resources, and different ways that we can be helping equip our church workers, our laity, to really go out and kind of embody those presentations that they're going to be hearing in this track as they go forth and serve those in their context.
Yeah. Can you give us the quick, what specialized care actually means for people who may not be familiar with that?
So thanks, Sarah. So for those that, you know, may not have familiarity with specialized spiritual care ministry, I know that's a mouthful, but specialized care. So this is really helping support church workers that are serving in chaplaincy roles. So whether with police departments, fire departments, hospitals, prisons, we've even had chaplains serving with the FBI, Secret Service. So a whole range of opportunities for church workers to really serve their communities and serve the world at large. So what we do is we help equip those church workers doing that work. We help equip laity as well with helping support those that are doing that work. We encourage future church workers to, hey, you know, there are these other options too. You know, when you get into community as a pastor, as a deaconess, maybe check out the local police department to see if, you know, they need a volunteer chaplain or something of that nature. So we really encourage those kind of vocations.
Fantastic.
Tremendous outreach for our church, yeah. Really. Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Maynard.
Yeah. So I will be writing at least one presentation on life ministry. We'll see what else is needed. And I probably have already given the Cliff Notes version as we've been talking, as I've been describing about sharing mercy and bringing the love of Christ to our communities. So there's a concept called asset-based community development. And we've had some programs in the LCMS that don't use that technical term, but really explore how is it that we meet the human care needs of our communities. And asset-based community development has the philosophy underlying it that God gifts people and puts them in certain places. You know, we describe that as vocation to care for and serve one another. But we don't have to recreate the wheel. So in our communities, there may already be organizations that are doing things. There may be assets in our community. So how is it that we are talking with brothers and sisters in Christ, maybe in other churches in our communities, to determine what the needs are? What are they able to do? What does our congregation need to do? And so we're going to talk about that, make it really practical. You know, how is it you can even go around the neighborhood, the physical neighborhood around your church, and connect with the people who live there and find out, what do you think our community most needs? You start asking those questions, and then common themes come up. But then you also can ask that question of, well, what has God gifted you with? Like, what are your special skills? What is it, the knowledge that you have as an individual, this neighbor, that you can share with other people? And it's a pretty powerful experience. I've gotten to engage that with a couple of congregations. And so we really want to help equip people to do that so that they also can bring this outreach type of ministry of a tangible love in their communities and not duplicate what's already been done, but do it in collaboration and cooperation with other possible agencies or nonprofit organizations, other churches.
What do we need to know to attend the Mercy Love Throughout Life Conference, March 14th and 15th?
Well, there's an online registration. So if you go to lcms.org, you'll be able to find it on the calendar of events or, on, say, the lcms.org/life page, and you can get registered. So that's an important thing. You need to register ahead of time, whether it's the in-person option or the live portion, or I'm sorry, the virtual portion. And there is a registration fee. We've kept it just as low as we possibly can. You know, basically, if you're in person, it's covering the meals. If you're online, it's covering the conference platform, or, you know, actually a portion of it. We cover most of that. And there's some scholarship opportunities too for certain people.
So if you're a Concordia University student looking at church work, we offer free scholarships for those seminary students as well. So there are MDiv students, deaconess students, pretty much if you're ending, you know, we verify that with your email address. So if you're looking for attending one of these conferences, you're a student, I get it. We've all been there. You're poor, don't have a lot of money to spend. And here's, you know, we can give you some free meals too. But definitely let us know and reach out to us. There's contact information on the page about how to get a hold of us to inquire about getting that discount code for register for free. Also wanted to highlight, we have some early bird specials going on right now. They end after Valentine's Day. So if you're looking for a Valentine's Day present, the perfect gift is a registration ticket for the conference.
I mean, it is a conference about love, right?
Yeah,
it is.
That's very appropriate. I love it. Great marketing, guys. Nice job.
We'll share the link to the registration as well, the conference registration, in the notes today for the podcast as well. We'll be happy to share that. Thank you to our guest today for sharing all this information with us about the Mercy Love Throughout Life Conference taking place March 14th and 15th in St. Louis, California, Irvine. Is that right?
Irvine,
California, and St. Petersburg, Florida, and online as well. Thank you so much for spending the time with us, Pastor Becker.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Dr. Heller, thank you so much. And Dr. Maynard, thank you so much.
It's joy to be here.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Eggleseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.